Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, page 6 reports that any royals hoping for a happy family reunion and reconnecting with baby Archie this summer will be sorely disappointed. A report says that when Prince Harry comes home to attend Prince Philip's 100th birthday, Meghan Markle and Archie will stay in California. Sources told the Daily Mail she won't be attending because of personal and practical reasons. One source said, "It should be strongly stressed that there is still an element of uncertainty about this because of the unpredictable COVID situation. But the understanding is the Duke is more likely to come back on his own. This is a personal and practical decision by the couple. It would certainly help officials navigate what is likely to be a fairly tricky situation." Another source told the paper, "Her Majesty made very clear when they left the UK that Harry and Meghan were still much loved members of her own family and would be very welcome to attend family events. That still holds true. Practically, however, it comes with the need for a certain amount of diplomacy. There is still a great deal of distance between Harry and many family members, particularly his brother." A third source added, "Harry wants to come back for the Queen and Prince Philip's big birthdays, but it looks like it will just be him. If Meghan comes back, the feeling is that it would overshadow the occasion. People would only be looking at the drama of it all. Of course, she would be welcome, but a decision not to come would postpone that headache for a while at least." However, royal expert Nigel Cawthorne told Female, "Travel under the current circumstances is for anyone a daunting undertaking. Travelling back to the UK to see the royal family will be far more of an emotional necessity to Prince Harry than for Meghan. Doubtless, she will make an effort to attend the birthday celebrations of the Queen and Prince Philip in April and June, should the government's coronavirus rules allow any. If she decided not to attend for no reason, it would indeed be a snub to her royal in-laws and mark a nadir in the relations between the royal family and the Sussexes. It would be a public relations disaster that would hang like a dark shadow over the celebrations." Meanwhile, Kate was looking fabulous in a selfie video to share her enthusiasm for Children's Mental Health Week. Kate said, "This year, Children's Mental Health Week is all about expressing yourself, about finding creative ways in which to share your thoughts, ideas, and feelings. So whether that's through photography, through art, through drama, through music or poetry, it's finding those things that make you feel good about yourself. And while this is a Children's Mental Health Week, there has never been a more important time to talk about parental well-being and mental health too. Last year, you told me just how important this was, that many of us find it hard to prioritize. As parents, we have day-to-day elements of being a parent, but I suppose, during lockdown, we've had to take on additional roles that the others in our community and lives would have helped us with," she said while speaking with a group of parents. "Make sure everyone looks after themselves. It's very hard to prioritize, but it's definitely needed now more than ever," she added. "It's important for our children that we look after ourselves too." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Did you go on YouTube and watch the banned Royal Family documentary? Well, if you missed it, HuffPost has a recap of some of the highlights. In one scene, Queen Elizabeth refers to someone as a gorilla.
"It's extremely difficult to keep a straight face when the Home Secretary said to me there's a gorilla coming in," the Queen says. "So I said, you know, what an extraordinary remark to make, very unkind, about anybody. I stood in the middle of the room and I pressed the bell and the doors opened and there was a gorilla. And I had the most terrible trouble in keeping, you know. He had a short body and long arms and I had the most appalling trouble."
Prince Charles responds, "If that happened to me, I'd dissolve." It's unclear who the Queen was referring to. In another scene, the Queen makes awkward small talk with President Richard Nixon.
"In the world, problems are so complex, aren't they now?"
Queen Elizabeth says. Nixon responds by saying,
"You know, I was thinking how much more complex they were than when we last met,"
mentioning a year in the 1950s that's difficult to make out. There's also a scene in which Princess Anne and Prince Charles dangle over the open ocean for naval exercises. As described by HuffPo, "In a moment that almost doesn't seem real, Charles and Anne suit up for naval exercises on the Royal Yacht Britannia. The two separately don life jackets and are hoisted over the open ocean by what looks like a zip line from one ship to another and back. It's quite difficult to imagine an heir to the throne participating in something like this now, to say the least. And of course, news is delivered daily to the Royal Yacht by helicopter. For people in the public eye, a ship at sea has a certain type of privacy," the narrator says while introducing people in the family's royal yacht. But as the narrator so hilariously puts it, "out of sea does not mean out of touch," before footage shows a helicopter delivering the day's papers to the royal yacht. And in some quick glances, a royal staff member serves carrots to a horse on a white napkin. The Queen takes Edward to a shop to buy candy. Charles shows Edward how to play cello. And the royal family watches TV together. And don't worry if you missed it. Despite reports that it has been taken down, we here at Palace Intrigue were still able to find a full version on our first try searching YouTube. Just type in Royal Family 1969. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.